Chatham County Roundup is presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. You can find them online at weaverstreetrealty.com. And thanks again to Mary Shell from Weaver Street Realty for stopping by the station and chatting last hour. Right now, we are joined on the phone by Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard. ChathamNC.org is the county's website for more information on county government. The board has a meeting coming up later on this week that we'll talk about in just a second. Commissioner, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
I'm good. It's my pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. So catch us up on county government. We do have a meeting of the Board of County Commissioners this Thursday at 6 o'clock and just a couple of items on the agenda, but what are you going to be discussing?
So this is the second week in a row that we're having a Thursday meeting, which is outside of our normal schedule. We're trying to catch up with some of the items that got pushed back because of the early challenges with COVID-19 and public meetings. So we are finishing up some of the public hearings that were taken off our earlier agendas or just pushed further into the year. And we are also going to be meeting the new town manager for Pittsburgh. So I'm looking forward to that and hearing his ideas about what he sees in Pittsburgh's future and working with him. And so I expect it will be a relatively short meeting for us.
What's the relationship between county commissioners and the town of Pittsburgh? How often do county and town government officials collaborate with each other?
So we actually collaborate fairly often, and certainly on larger projects. So there are things that we have some mutual interest in, like water and sewer. And we also collaborate on issues around, so even a Chatham Park type thing, where we have to think about the fact that although the development will be within the ETJ of the town, most of the services that are provided are county services. So we reach out and work together. Mostly staff is working together, the county manager and the town manager. And then there are some services that we provide for Pittsburgh and for the townships, like inspections and that kind of thing. So they have constant interaction with towns and county. But we try to meet several times a year. And this year it has been a little more challenging because of the COVID-19 restrictions. And Pittsburgh's town board is continuing to meet virtually while we are meeting in person. So we're hoping that we might be able to schedule a meeting of the boards together before the end of the year. But even if we can't, we do try to stay in touch and keep the town informed of what's happening at the county level and keep the county board informed of what's going on with our town. We even attempt to do at least one annual meeting with all of the local boards, so school board and all of the towns and county commissioners, which I think is very helpful. It's a great way of first just remembering that we're all serving the same people and then hearing updates and challenges that each of us are dealing with and reminding us that we're interconnected and that might be opportunities to collaborate that we haven't thought of.
Speaking with County Commissioner Karen Howard, again, the meeting of the Board of County Commissioners this week is Thursday at 6 p.m. You can get more info on that, including the full agenda, which is out now on the county's website, ChathamNC.org. Also on the county's website is updated information about preparedness for hurricane season, and we're really getting into the middle of the peak of hurricane season. We've already had up to 13 named storms, which is more than we've ever had at this time in a hurricane season cycle, and we're only just starting to get into the peak. So what should folks know here in our area?
Yeah, well, I think people need to remember to have an emergency plan, and that emergency plan is going to have to take into account the challenges of COVID-19. So, you know, using these emergency shelters really is a last resort in an event where there is the risk of harm, and being prepared in advance. You know, a lot of times I think, you know, I grew up in the islands, so we are very accustomed to hurricanes. I think the further inland that we get, the less we've had to deal with them and the easier it is to wait until the last minute. And so we're reminding people to take early precautions, know where your emergency shelters are, have an emergency kit ready, and you know, keep in touch with your neighbors and know what's going on with each other and make plans for your pets and medication, et cetera. So I think it, more than ever this year, people are going to need to be a little bit ahead of the game and perhaps have plans in place, even if nothing is imminent.
I think it's especially important to get the word out inland, too, because I think we get complacent as far away from the ocean as we are. And so rarely do we get directly hit by a hurricane in a really devastating way. But it does happen, and it has happened, and we've got to be prepared for that, too.
Yeah, right. And it can be very disruptive. You know, it doesn't. We don't have to have the ocean. Mm-hmm. At our shores to lose power and to get flooding and to have these things in place for a long time. And so it's just, it behooves us to be extra cautious this year and be extra prepared in the event that a hurricane does come our way or that we're just impacted in a larger way. I remember a few years ago, one of our harbors was impacted and we had a shortage of access to petroleum.
Yep.
So those kinds of things are worth keeping at the forefront as we go into a very active season.
That was just a couple of years ago, wasn't it? It feels like
yeah.
Longer, but I think that's just a 2020 thing.
Exactly. 2020 feels like it's been a couple of years long.
Well, we're speaking with County Commissioner Karen Howard. Again, getting into hurricane season, need to be prepared for that. Still need to be prepared for the long-term impact of COVID-19. We got the word from Governor Cooper earlier this afternoon on the easing of some of the restrictions heading into the weekend. Those will take effect on Friday at 5 p.m. What should folks know about the local fight against COVID-19 or the impact of Governor Cooper's new executive order?
So I like to constantly remind people that as the restrictions are eased, the individual responsibility to be even more cautious is heightened. So the easing is not an indicator that we can let our guards down. So I think that it's such a difficult thing to remember. And it's such a difficult thing to keep at the forefront of your mind for such a long time. I mean, we've been in this for so many months, but that's going to be even more critical as, you know, so gyms are reopening with limited capacity and sporting events can have attendees. So I think that is a critical component of the increased flexibility and freedom. And then we just have to be very mindful of the fact that we're not out of this. You know, Chatham County, we had a COVID-19 update, a panel discussion and the presentation from the health department, the University of North Carolina Health System, our local hospital and Piedmont Health, which was very informative and showed us that there are still pockets of our community that are impacted more severely than others, particularly people of color and people living in poverty. And of course, those at the intersection of that are in the most difficult position, but we also have challenges with our congregate living, and we're expecting that we will see some increase in infection rates amongst the youngsters who went to college for those couple of weeks and are now back home. So, you know, we're seeing that the peak that we had in July has decreased. There is some significantly flattening of the curve that we can identify and feel confident about. But it is not an indicator that we are safe. It is not an indication to go back to life as usual. And it certainly doesn't mean that there won't be future peaks. So the information was very helpful. And it was also, I thought it was very good for that community, the health community, to come together and present this information. Elected officials were on the call, the health board, health department, and the UNC hospital in Siler City, as well as both Piedmont and our other service providers locally. It was good for all of us to be getting the same information at the same time and to have access to these resources in the community. So I was very, very grateful for that. Again, we're not out of the woods. We're not nearly out of the woods, but we are doing a good job of staying on top of the things that we can. There are still difficulties with getting testing supplies. Some places, the speed with which you get testing results is a little challenging. And so we know that these challenges will continue to exist, possibly for the duration of the pandemic. And we have to have systems and plans in place to deal with that reality. And I'm actually very proud of the work that's being done at the county level to stay abreast of good information and ensure that the community has access to sound health information as they're making daily choices about what is best for them.
I think we're aware at this point, or hopefully most of us by now, how unique a situation this is, how rare. Of course, we're all very frustrated with the fact that this has been going on for 6 months and seemingly no end in sight. What are you hearing from residents? What are you hearing from folks in Chatham County about just the way that they've been able to navigate all of this and their response to the way county officials have handled it?
I think most people are saying there have been ups and downs for them personally. And I can understand that. There have been times when, you know, things seemed fairly even keel and we're able to deal with the challenges. And then, you know, school starts and we have new challenges. I actually spoke with a teacher this week and, you know, I hadn't really thought about the fact that many of our teachers have kids in school themselves and they're teaching virtually and trying to homeschool their kids, you know. And I know that it's not homeschooling in the traditional sense, but as a parent of a special needs kid, I am very aware of the extent to which I am involved on a day-to-day, minute-by-minute basis with his education. And I can only imagine what a teacher must be going through as a first or a second or third grader that needs a higher level of support. I'm hoping that people are being kind to one another and gentle with themselves. The expectation cannot be for perfection. When we are dealing with very difficult circumstances, and I think we should just be asking the best of each person at the moment. Whatever is the best that we can give, whatever the best is that we can do, let's just bring that to the table. Most of the people that I've spoken with understand that and have been kind and just aware that we are all in not less than ideal circumstances and trying to do the best that we can.
Speaking with County Commissioner Karen Howard, again, ChathamNC.org for more information on county government. You mentioned in their disparities in health outcomes with COVID-19 for residents of color in particular, and that's certainly something that we're seeing nationwide. Yeah. And that also raises the larger issue of systemic racial disparities just in every aspect of American society, still very much in the forefront of the national conversation this week as much as any other. What is the latest in the ongoing conversation in Chatham County about addressing systemic racism and racial disparities locally?
On the national front, I've been very disappointed, but I have been very proud of Chatham County. So last week, the Board of Health actually put out their own statement on the impacts of race and ethnicity in outcomes, health outcomes, and committed themselves to addressing that. It was a powerful statement, and it was backed by their expertise and their information and data. And so that, to me, it's important that we recognize that within the silos that we operate in, there is work to be done. And as we do that work, we have opportunities to connect with other silos. So I'm also working with, I've mentioned a couple of times, a group of judges who have been interested in racial and ethnic disparities in outcomes in our criminal justice system. And you begin to see places where these intersect. Where poverty, race, ethnicity, and all outcomes, social and economic, and are all tied together in ways that we can change, but we're only going to change if we really set about it with intention and dissect some of the root causes and begin to build a system that is more inclusive and that is aware of the places that people fall out or that people are disenfranchised. And address it that way. Address it as something that can be fixed. And I'm very hopeful for Chatham because we are having these important conversations and we are having them with the right people. the people who have the power to bring about change. And I think that's exactly where change begins. And for a community like Chatham to be so willingly involving itself in this conversation gives me such hope.
Other things going on in Chatham County that folks ought to know about?
I do just want to remind people about the resources that we have on the Chatham County website at chathamnc.gov. There's a whole host of resources available to people during this pandemic. And, not the least of which is help around our mental well-being and parenting groups for parents who are trying to deal with homeschooling and working from home, groups for parents of teenagers. And it's important to remember that we're not in this alone. And I think some of these resources can really do that, provide a resource and outlet for people that are going through difficult circumstances. And there are also some opportunities to reach out and lend support in ways that we can. So I hope people will constantly check those sites, because part of our own mental health and our well-being is giving back when we can and connecting with other people. And I think those resources are there for all of us, not just the people who aren't able to make ends meet or people who think that they are in a difficult emotional way, but for all of us to think about ways that we can either benefit or give something back to the community.
And again, head to the website for all of that and more, chathamnc.org. And you can also go there and get the full agenda for the County Commissioners meeting, which is later this week, Thursday at 6 p.m. County Commissioner Karen Howard, as always, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron. Great to be back.